agriculture is heading into starting now the fifth year of depressed prices. And, you know, we just wonder if the leadership in Washington actually understands the challenges that ag producers face right now. I know it's been quite a challenge for me. We did get partial of the payoff for the soybeans, but you know, we didn't sell those soybeans either. So we still have this huge inventory of soybeans here in the U.S., and that puts a lid on prices. And so it's you know, the kind of a thing where some of these markets that we've been working for to try to build up for the last 30 years have now been lost in just 1 year of bad policy. When he was elected, you know, everyone thought he was the, you know, part of the deal. And so far, we've not seen any deals happen. You know, it's very frustrating on our part. We've seen opportunities like the TPP that have gone away. At least we have a new agreement, hopefully, with China or with Canada and Mexico, which hopefully will be ratified by Congress. And but as far as I'm concerned, why we don't really have free trade with them until we get the tariffs on steel and aluminum lift.